Hello, and tonight we're talking about some of our beliefs. I saw on some social media today, someone was asking about where do I get a certain health product? And a few people answered, this is the place to get it. I think these people are doing it now. And someone came back with, stop that fad stuff, go to this place because it's better to enjoy your life than live longer. And it really seems to come across a lot. I see this discussion a lot on social media. And I've had this discussion thousands of times over the last 25 years in the industry. It's either quality or quantity. People will often say, well, why would I want to eat like that? Or why would I want to do that? Why would I want to give up that just to live longer if I'm not going to enjoy my life? And it really amazes me that we have this all or nothing attitude towards health. That if I need to or want to give up alcohol for a while or chocolate or certain type of movement, or if I want to add this in and I want to add more vegetables, then I'm really hurting my quality of life. And so I'd rather have all that, go without the health, go without the longevity of life, but have the quality. Now, this is a really limiting belief because we can have both. And why is it that we believe we can only have one or the other? Why do so many of us think that and are so stuck in our ways that we can't fathom another way of living, another way of experiencing our life so that we can both enjoy it and have quality and longevity? Why can't we have both? We can have both. Why is it that people often say, well, I have to have some vice? As humans, we have numerous vices. We'll never be without them. But we normalize these behaviors. And because they're normalized and because we see them often and people speak about them often, we validate that. We validate it to prevent us from really enjoying a really true optimal health, a peak performance, a really true quality of life that can also include longevity. So have a think about any beliefs you've got that might be limiting you. Do you ever think, well, why would I want to do that? I'd rather enjoy my life and not live as long. Well, why does it have to be either or? Is that the only way, with that included in your life, that you're going to enjoy your life? Is it at all possible that changing your lifestyle in some ways that could and would improve your health and quality of health, your energy, your digestion, your emotional health, your mental health, your community? Is there any way that improving those by either adding in or removing some things that you do in your life, could your life actually be improved? Sometimes we don't know what we don't know. So we think our way is the best way. The way we've been taught is the way. What if there was a different way? What if there's a better, higher quality way to enjoy life? But you don't know that yet. What if you had a belief that said, Maybe if I was curious about things and just gave everything a go, instead of saying no to everything, I would try different things. Some I wouldn't like and I wouldn't adopt as a lifestyle. Some I would. And that would really contribute to the quality of my life, both quality and quantity. But please never think that just because someone's doing something and they happen to say, oh, this will help me live longer, that they're hating it or that it's depriving them some way or it's restricting them. Perhaps it's also giving them quality. Perhaps it's giving them quality and quantity. And we just need to open our minds to the fact that we can have both. Thanks so much for listening. Speak to you soon.